Hello, can you hear me? Okay. I had a little prayer I was going to start, but Nancy covered it all. So this spiritual activity is a combination of Bible passages, devotions from Reverend Joseph Kovich, and part of one of my devotions from the U Bible app. This content combined with my own personal thoughts. Can I get rid of this? Hold my papers here. Maybe I could hide behind them. This content combined with my personal thoughts and life experiences is what the Holy Spirit has prompted me to share with you today. So this activity includes quotes, inspirational readings, prayers, and reflections. There'll also be references to songs that are linked in the bulletin, but don't worry, I won't sing. Later, I'll ask you to think of a time when you've messed up, when you failed, but I'll come back to that. So grab a pen, there may be a bit of homework. So Reverend Joseph Kovich served as a spiritual leader for over 20 years and taught world religion on a college level. An important aspect of his ministry has been providing spiritual comfort and support to seniors in extended care facilities. And me, well, I went through life messing up everything I got into. I dropped out of school and started a family when I was 15. And then I met Jesus at a Barrymore crusade in 1986 and have been part of his family and the church community ever since. Don't get me wrong, I still mess up, but I've learned that Jesus loves me even though I'm not perfect. And he loves you too. And guess what? We can be perfect one day when we're in heaven. So there's a song. It's What a Day That'll Be. And the lyrics, well, you know the lyrics, but I'm going to say some of them anyway. It says, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. So failing upward, I have a prayer here. So, but before I get to that, I want you to think about a time in your life that you would define as a failure, and hold that thought. Close your eyes and picture the images and feelings and linger in that moment for a while I pray. Almighty God, my heart pounds as I think about my past failures. You knew me then and you know me now. You are the God of creation, the God on the cross with Jesus, the God in the wilderness with the Israelites, the God when all hope was lost. Lord God, you give our lives to you. Show us the way to turn our failures into hope and inspire us to rise above the ashes of self-defeat. God of the resurrection, God of liberation, God of peace, we commit this moment to you. Amen. So don't let this world define you and claim your very soul. Someone once told me you are created in the image of God. Someone once told me that if you were created in the image of God, and you are, and God is love, peace, and hope, then you are beautiful. Your life is precious. You are God's beloved. When you believe this, all negative emotions, fears, and regrets, and things that are labeled as failures are transformed into building blocks of courageous living. As Paul writes in 14:8, if we live to the Lord, and if we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. So what does failing upward mean? Failing upward, it sounds like an odd coupling of words. It would seem that failing requires a downward trajectory or at least feeling of self-defeat. And to this I say no. For me, failure is a choice. I believe we should be able to give meaning to our mistakes and the times when we don't measure up to other people's expectations. Failure is what you make of it, either an opportunity or a curse. Oh, how much of our lives can be waiting for the other shoe to fall, the glass half empty, or one darn thing after another? If you are a breathing human being, failure is inevitable, but it certainly is not terminal. I once worked with a master hairstylist, and one of his clients pulled me aside and said, "Is my hair crooked?" And it was. And so if a master stylist can mess up, why do we have to be so hard on ourselves when we make a mistake? So let's take this time, this devotion time, to embrace the blessings of failure as a pathway to becoming what Jesus wants us to be. So failing upward means that if we embrace the fact that we are human becomings. Now, a pastor that my son had once, he would ask you to repeat things. So I don't know if I could do that, if that'd be weird. Human becomings. Can you say human becomings?
Human becomings.
Thanks. Okay. So, it still was weird. Anyway, if we embrace the fact that we are human becomings and that God is never finished with us, then we never let our mistakes and failures, past, present, or future, define who we are becoming. God uses what this world calls foolish, broken, and broken to call forth perfection in the midst of our dependency on Him. After all, we are not God, so therefore, we are not perfect. There's a song. "He's Still Working on Me" is a Sunday school song that my children and I learned many years ago. When I was working on this program, it came to mind, and I thought I should share some of the lyrics with you, and it's also linked in the bulletin. So here's some of the words. It says, "There really ought to be a sign upon my heart. Don't judge me yet. There's an unfinished part. But I'll be perfect just according to His plan, fashioned by the Master's loving hand. He's still working on me to make me what I ought to be. It took Him just a week to make the moon and the stars, the sun and the earth, and Jupiter and Mars. How loving and patient He must be. He's still working on me. In the mirror of His word, reflections that I see makes me wonder why He never gave up on me. But He loves me as I am and helps me when I pray. Remember, He's the potter, I'm the clay." So I have some reflections, you don't have to answer out loud, but think of this. So failing upward, how can you redefine failure in your life? And the next one, how has your faith seen you through when you don't measure up to your own expectations or those of other people? I have some quotes. It says, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." And that's from Thomas Edison. Winston Churchill said, "Success is the ability to go from failure to failure without losing your enthusiasm. Failure is only the opportunity to begin again, only this time more wisely." And that's Henry Ford. Dale Carnegie said, "Develop success from failures. Discouragement and failure are two of the surest stepping stones to success." Malcolm Forbes, "Failure is success if we learn from it." And Colin Powell, "There's no secrets to success. It is the result of preparation, hard work, and learning from failure." And Bill Gates, "It's fine to celebrate success, but it's more important to heed the lessons of failure." And I like this one. It says, "Remember that failure is an event, not a person." There's a quote by Hunter S. Thompson that it's called Divine Failure. Says, "Life should not be a journey to the grave with the intention of arriving safely in a pretty well-preserved body, but rather a skid and broadside in a cloud of smoke, thoroughly used up, totally worn out, and loudly proclaiming, 'Wow, what a ride.'" So are Hunter Thompson's words applicable in your life? Have you had a rough ride? Are you a little bumped and bruised and wiser because of it? It says, "Have you not done things in the past because you're afraid of failing? And would you rather your life be described as a wild ride or a peaceful journey? Your life is a gift, and it's how you invest this gift that means all the difference. We must recognize that all the negative emotions and fail that failure produces in our lives only serve to poison and kill our joy and hope. Failing upward is a state of being that sees all our would-haves and should-haves and might-have-beens to fuel the fire of what will be in our lives. Paul, we've heard many of his prayers today, and there's so much writings in the Bible about him. He was not an instant hit as a Christian apologist. In fact, he spent 10 years virtually in exile after his dramatic Damascus Road conversion. For 3 years, he was in Arabia studying the scriptures, using his scholar's mind to piece together the prophecies of the Messiah contained in the Old Testament with the Messiah who called him by name on the road that fateful day. Then he returned to Damascus, bursting with insight and no doubt ready to set the world on fire. But a funny thing happened. The Jews didn't want to listen. They wanted to kill him. So Paul went out of town in a slightly humbler way than he arrived. He was lowered over a wall in a basket. Through disappointments and setbacks like this, God showed Paul that although he was imminently qualified to preach to the Jews, he would become the primary evangelist to the Gentiles. He had perfect credentials to win the Jews and absolutely no common ground with the Gentiles. After he was run out of Jerusalem as well as Damascus, Paul went away to Tarsus, literally home to mama. Soon, 10 years had gone by, and Paul had failed in every effort at preaching the gospel. Have you ever felt like that? Does it seem that in spite of all your giftedness and willingness to serve, that God has placed you on a shelf? If so, take a lesson from Paul. What he discovered in his decade of failure was, at best, he was a basket case. The secret of victorious Christian life is not found in impeccable credentials or innate abilities. Rather, it is found in this: Christ in you, the hope and glory. Nothing else, nothing more, nothing less. So do you have Christ in you? Have you trusted Jesus to carry you through all the successes and failures in your life? Just like the children's feature, you can ask Jesus to forgive your sins and be the Lord of your life. I have looked up some Bible verses, and I have a whole bunch, and I had to stop because there was too many. So if you want, if you could think of other Bible verses that have to do with victory, failure, success, salvation, anything, send them into the office. I'm going to be making a bit of a display board later on. So send in your verses. Okay, let's get going. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you future and a hope. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have, I was going to say everlasting life, but this says eternal. Anyway, Psalm 73:26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And Philippians 4:13, I could do all things through him who strengthens me. Proverbs 24:16, for the righteous falls 7 times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity. Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Philippians 1:6, and I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Philippians 3:13. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward for what lies ahead. Psalm 145:14. The Lord upholds all those who are failing and rises up all those that are bowed down. And Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together. I'm going to say it different than this. All things work together to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. I have a bit of a meditation, a scriptural meditation. So in Luke 13:6, then Jesus told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit and found none. So he said to the gardener, see here, For 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this tree and have found none. Cut it down. Why should I be wasting the soil?" He replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. And if it bears fruit, well and good. And if not, you can cut it down." So if we think about this in Luke, a fruit tree that fails to produce fruit needs the help of a master gardener. Pruning and manure ultimately help the tree realize the fruit it was meant to produce. Patience, surrender, and trust can create an environment to grow beyond failure. Got a few more reflections. It says, "Do you agree that in order to grow, we must experience both success and failure to become the person we're meant to be? And do you consider yourself a patient person? Is patience a necessary virtue to navigating successfully through life?" I have one more quote. So it says, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." Do you guys know who this is? Any guesses? And it's Michael Jordan. Yeah. Oh, you had your hand up. Okay. Well, here's where the homework is. We could turn the slide. So it says, fill in the blanks. So this is another thing I'm going to ask. If people want to fill in the blanks, I think it's in your email that was sent home. It says, when I make a mistake, I... And what could we put in there? And when I see other people fail, I... Now, if it's fail army or funniest home videos, it would be laugh, but that's not what I'm looking for. When I see other people fail, I... And I think that God sees failure as... What could go in there? And when I experience failure, this is how I will fail upward. So I got a closing prayer. This went so fast. I had some YouTube videos that we were going to stick in and listen to, but you'll have to listen to them on your own. Anyway, I got a closing prayer. It says, "Thank you, Jesus, that you love me enough to die on the cross for me. Thank you that there's heaven is there for those that have asked you to forgive their sins and accepted you as Lord and Savior. Father in heaven, I thank you for your word and the examples of godly people. Thank you for putting teams and churches in place that can help bring forth your message and all the work that goes behind bringing forth your word to the people. I may never fully understand your master plan for my life, but as I read your word and invite the Holy Spirit to guide me, you carry me. You carry me through the ups and downs, the failures and the successes of my journey called life. Be with those in the audience, and may they seek you daily in close relationship. And in times of joy, sadness, stress, and even failure, may you strengthen them as they draw closer to you. Amen.